Nuclear pop radio.
This can only end in fire.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Tune to Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the Resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob. That was the Dirt Bombs with Fire in a Western World. Off their 2008 release, We Have You Surrounded. Check out popdefectradio.blogspot.com to download this program and find links to these incredible artists like Flogging Molly. Off their forthcoming album, Float, here's a track called Man with No Country. We'll be right back.
Tell me who to love and tell me who to hate. I got something to hide. And all along in the evergreens, baby's got a soul.
Hey man, thanks for dropping in. I thought you might want to dig some of my new guitar sounds.
Yeah, you know it.
Well, first now, just for kicks, stay turned around and don't look while I play a few licks.
Call me.
US elections will dominate the media this year. And to help you make sense of it, our North American political correspondent, Wanda Nee Babcock, has put together this guide as to just how the electoral process works across the United States. Wanda.
Well, thank you, Sean. Well, to become a party's nominee for president, a candidate must win the support of the majority of delegates to that party's national convention. The delegates to the national convention vote for the nominee or candidate as determined by the outcomes of the state caucuses and primary elections. Now, the number of convention delegates who vote for these nominees or candidates is divided amongst the states proportionally. Now, most of these delegates are pledged to a candidate or nominee who wins the state's primary caucus, but each party in each state has its own guidelines for awarding these delegates who vote for the nominee or candidate at the national convention. Now, some states divide their delegates proportionally. Some states select unpledged delegates who can vote for any candidate or nominee they like, regardless of the results of the primary or caucuses. Counting takes place to determine which Democrat candidate or nominee is the first to secure 2,183 votes from 4,364 delegates pledged or unpledged to the national convention, and which Republican candidate or nominee is the first to secure 1,191 delegates pledged or unpledged of the 2,380 elected to the national convention, before finally the candidate with most money is declared president.
Give me space, a red light flashed. Brakes are failed, it comes in a crash. And I can't find nowhere to so uptight, I wanna take it out tonight. Full century to where I fly.
You are
tuned to Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the resistance. I'm your host and producer, Skidmark Bob. I'm checking out some Rat-A-Tat right now. The track's called Wildcat off of their classics release in 2006. We heard some brand new Uncle in there with Can't Stop off of their More Stories release 2008. We heard some Black Keys in there with Strange Times off of their album Attack and Release 2008. Color Revolt was in there with Naked in Red off of their Plunder, Beg, and Curse release 2008. And Praxis was in there, a track called Worship off of their Profanation release 2008. We started the program off with the Dirt Bombs. The track's called Fire in a Western World off of their We Have You Surrounded release 2008. Check out popdefectradio.blogspot.com for a free MP3 download of this program. There's also archives there and links to these artists. Pop Defect Radio airs on Free Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM and freakradio.org. 13 years of unlicensed pirate radio. Program with David and the Citizens, track called The End off the Until the Sadness Is Gone release 2006. Stay tuned, Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the resistance.
Hot flames and boiling water still. Nobody knew. Stare at the ceiling, make way for something still. Nobody moves. Oh my goodness, oh my God, I fear. Oh my goodness, oh my God, I fear. I fear I'm cracking up. Million feelings, is this for real? I ask, nobody knows. somebody's daughter made me walk on water. Don't let me sink. I think I'm stupid, luxury problem still. I think I'm stupid, luxury problem still. It's more than I can take. Crying in the basement, what can I say? But I am so very sorry. Who would have thought that it would ever dry, leaving nothing? Oh my goodness, oh my dear, is this? Oh my goodness, oh my dear, is this the end?